When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Birds at the Half, Chickies in South Philly to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation. Pours of the proceeds of all crab fries today at Chickies in South Philly donated to the Travis Mannion Foundation. Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas with us for the hour, the WIP Midday Show. Giglio, you led the campaign about a month ago to get rid of the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. And yep. I ask you, after six straight wins, if you where you are with Coach Sirianni, are you comfortable with him after the last 6 weeks of him showing what he's all about?
So I may have been a little too hard at 2-2, okay. Or 3-2, because I think it was actually after the Browns game that I wanted him out of here. So, yeah, it was 3-2.
Yep.
I'm not comfortable, though, with Nick Sirianni, and I don't fully trust him in big games. Jack referenced it earlier, but he's an above-average coach. He's won a ton of football games here, and it obviously works with this group. But I'm not the biggest fan of Nick Sirianni.
Giglio, who's better at their job, Jalen or Nick?
Jalen.
Oh, I disagree.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Jalen's bordered on a top 10-ish guy for 3 years.
So isn't
Nick
Sirianni?
Nick is a top 10 coach.
No, I don't think so. I mean... Nick Sirianni has one of the best organizations and best rosters every
awesome.
Year.
And they
awesome.
Decided to hire him and make him their head coach. Awesome. So what does that tell you?
Well, it says they can win with what the coach they want, like the setup they have. I mean, the Eagles don't want a coach that's going to push back. We've seen this now for a decade.
But that's works. A skill.
Sure. Well, yeah, it is a skill. It works. But it doesn't mean he's a super good head coach. It means he's good in what they're asking him to do.
See, here's what I would say. I don't think he's a great play caller or play designer. And I think that's how he gets judged as a coach.
Well, yeah, and that's bore out over the years.
Yeah.
His role has changed.
But as a CEO head coach, how can you not give him the credit that we give a John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, Dan Campbell? Like, why don't we give him that same credit?
So two reasons. One, and I think it's fair to bring that up, right? Because the other guys get a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Two of them have been doing it for years and are almost in the Hall of Fame or close to it.
Well, they both Hall of Famers.
Yeah, okay. So then they're going to be there.
Yep.
Dan Campbell, it's obviously much more of a close comparison to Sirianni. But I don't know, is he really good in the games? Is he actually good in the games? He's a good motivator. He's a good locker room guy. He's got good speeches. The players like him. I'll never dispute any of that. Is he really good in the games?
Do you know who they said that about? And I know people get mad when I say this, but when Andy Reid was the head coach here.
Oh, come on.
Telling you that what they said about Andy Reid was that he was bad at clock management.
Sure. Yep.
And that he couldn't call an offense after the scripted first 15 plays.
Yep.
And he didn't adjust his way of doing offense. He wouldn't run the ball. And that's why
he would never win.
Right.
But Andy had a specific skill that was sustainable. His offense, his play calling. What is Nick's specific
soft
skill?
Soft skills. It is culture management. That is and by the way, the thing that you are dismissing, the lower ego thing, is an asset in his role. Part of the Andy
lower
thing
ego
is
crazy.
That when you are no, I'm telling
it,
you.
It, yeah, it is an asset.
It's an asset.
Yeah.
I think
it's like going from Spike to Rod. We're talking about egos.
Yo, I was low ego as a manager.
You feel attacked.
Oh man. It's the Fritz.
He's here to bring in his comedy hour.
Yeah. No, I really do. I think sometimes a guy like Andy, one of his deficiencies could be that he knows more than everybody else, which makes it less likely that he will listen to those things
sure.
and adjust. So I'm just saying, we can point out these little things where we say, well, I don't trust him to call the right play in this one specific situation. But if you look at every head coach in the NFL, you will find those one or two little things that the coach is not good at. If you don't think that people in San Francisco have complaints about their head coach, you're crazy. If you don't think people in Pittsburgh don't have complaints about Mike Tomlin, you're crazy.
Sure they do.
So I'm just saying, I think we too easily push away the culture thing. We too easily push away his ability to adjust. We too easily push away the motive. All these things that are good, we're like, but he went for two this one time. And I just think it's...
But when you do so, when you don't bring the football elements, he doesn't call plays or design plays, you have to be great at those things. Otherwise, I can find another motivator. This isn't rocket science to find a motivator.
It is.
Well, I don't think it is.
That's not as easy as you believe.
I don't think it is. It's way harder to find Kyle Shanahan than to find Nick Sirianni. It's way harder.
Do you know why Chip Kelly's not in the league anymore?
Well, but he was the extreme example the other way. He wasn't like not just a motivator. He was a dude that people didn't like. You have to be likable.
And that's part of the reason why Coach Sirianni is treated the way he's treated. Because around the NFL, they don't like his attitude. They don't like the way that he does things. And that's like it plays here because he's ours. But as a whole and around the league, nobody likes Coach Sirianni because they think most of the stuff that he does is over the top.
I ever watched him coach, he screwed up in the game.
Yeah, and
AJ Brown said when they kicked the field goal in the third quarter, he knew they'd lose the Super Bowl. Mr. Aggression Nick Sirianni turtled up, and then he punted in the fourth quarter. Like, if you're going to be CEO guy, you got to be great and affect the game in a big way. And sometimes he does the right things, and it's not his fault. Like, I'm not mad Jake Elliott missed field goals last week.
That's second year as a head coach.
Right, but has he improved since then? When was the last time he made a decision that you said, I
don't want him making decisions.
Right, so we don't want him making decisions. He doesn't call plays. He's got a loaded roster.
The last 2 weeks have been pretty damn good around
here. Out of the way. I just don't understand.
But that's because his work is mostly done throughout the week.
Yes.
And he has his teams prepared to go.
I understand that.
Sans the first 15 plays.
I didn't even mention that.
Or the first halves, yeah.
Yes, I understand that. But he has his guys. Listen, he has the ability when things are chaotic around him, and I know the last six games of the season happened, so I'm not going to dismiss that as if it didn't happen. But for the most part, he's been able to pull his team through adversity. He's been able to bring them together versus the team splintering and stop believing in him. And as a matter of fact, when you go back to last year, if you listen to a lot of people, and I talked to enough that was close enough, it wasn't about Nick Sirianni at the end of the season why they lost those games.
It was probably more the quarterback.
Yes, and with
the defense,
that type of stuff. So I'm just saying, I understand the questions about Nick Sirianni. I just don't like that he doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
Can I just have this year?
I'm not saying he's a top five coach, but you can't tell me there are 10 other coaches that do a better job. I don't care what their strengths or weaknesses are.
But we do this to Jalen and no one has a problem with it. Like, if I gave you a quarterback and people said, if you put that quarterback here, he'd be better, why can't I say about Nick Sirianni?
You can.
Oh, yeah, you can say that.
But I don't necessarily know that it's true.
Okay.
Because and again, I'll go back to that culture management. You don't think it's difficult to have two wide receivers that think they're the number one wide receiver and run an offense where you throw the ball 20 times a game?
Sure.
You don't think it's difficult that you have maybe the best running back in the NFL and he's finally on a great team and he never scores any touchdowns because of what the team wants to run.
Parlays all over the world.
You don't think it's difficult to have half of your defense in terms of culture management, have your defense be kids and still have one of the of course Vic Fangio gets credit for those things, but I think again
still mixed culture.
I think that the culture thing and having and these are little things that have started to sneak out over the last few weeks. His make them watch 7,500 different turnovers and how they happened.
Yep.
Like, those things happen we just don't know about.
I agree with that. And he's probably better than I've given him credit for.
Well,
I'm willing to move there.
Okay.
Can I just have this year? If they win in the playoffs this year and go deep, I'll probably relent. But he's been here 4 years. This is his fourth year. He has playoff wins in one of those seasons.
Yes.
Yeah. And those two playoff wins were against Daniel Jones and a fourth-string quarterback. Like, that's if they lose in the first round this year, what is his tenure? A top five roster for 4 years and playoff wins over Jones and
Josh. Losing that first round at home, he might not make it.
Right, like
next
year. Do it this year, and I'm guessing they're gonna have to beat quarterbacks better than what happened 2 years ago, unless there's a weird injury.
Yeah,
and then I'll move off it. But like, it's just not enough based on what he has.
Well, what he's done is more impressive than what Jalen does.
No,
yes, it is.
Hold on. Now you go hating. Jalen has the harder job.
Of course he does.
Jaylen, not here.
To play quarterback?
I get it. If a quarterback standard, it's easy.
Huh?
Wait, by quarterback standards, he has a very easy job.
No.
For the hardest, it's the hardest job in sports. I agree.
I disagree. You're trying to act as if all he does is turn around and hand the ball to Saquon. Does that a lot, and I like it. But don't get me wrong now. He does it a lot, and I like it. But there's always five or six plays in the game that he has to make. Extending drives, picking up key first downs. Like, those are things that he has to do. And I'm not saying what he does isn't replaceable or somebody else couldn't come in and do it. I'm just saying playing quarterback is a lot harder than listening to the guys upstairs tell you when you should go for it on fourth down and two-point conversions.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football
League.
That's
what happens.
Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions, Bills, and the Chiefs? What do you think the vote's at, Ike?
Yes.
Give me a percentage.
Let's go 69.
69?
Nice.
69 is crazy.
60.
It's crazy, crazy work.
It's at 66.
You're close.
66, okay.
It's at 66.
Not as crazy, yeah.
69 is crazy, though.
And Hugh, to your point about what other people around the league think, I actually just don't care. I don't care what national media thinks. I don't
exactly.
care.
Exactly. It's our coach.
Because here's the problem with those guys. There are little moments that stick in those guys' heads. We have Mike Lombardi on every week, and we asked Mike Lombardi about it last week, and he's like, he has such a big ego. I don't like the way he shakes his head that they're winning, and that's
I like the way he brushes teeth.
Well, it's an image from 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was something. Annoying though.
Yeah, it was annoying. There are things that are annoying, but as long as the players are in on it, that part of it,
I totally agree.
Doesn't really bother.
But that's the reason why. He's not up for Coach of the Year awards or anything like that.
Haters.
It's because they don't like him.
Oh, it's not just haters. They see the roster and Howie, and they say that's the engine.
Yeah, you hear that too. And you know, you look at teams. I don't know a team on the planet that would want to have a roster or build a roster the way that Howie's built the roster and make it as easy as possible to win a Super Bowl. That's what you're supposed to do.
Well,
that's
we
why they have the draft.
We weren't saying that about the defense before the year, that they had some kind of great roster. Nobody was saying that.
Yep.
Nobody.
Well,
nobody
that's
was
fair.
Saying
yeah,
that.
No. Well, they have Vic Fangio, though.
Well, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody in Miami liked him because they said he was a tyrant.
But again, that is a credit to Sirianni. All you need to do is look in New York and what happened last year.
Bring the talent up there.
Well, and look what happened last year with Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll.
I thought you were talking about the Jets.
Well, I'm talking about the Giants.
Either one or a disaster. You
but,
can go to either
but
one.
But Martindale.
I'm about to throw my name in the hat for that Jet job.
I don't. Oh, really? The quarterback or the head coach?
Head coach.
Yeah.
Wow, former Jet great.
Yeah.
Are you going to take us with you as your staff?
Well, yeah. The staff's still going. I ain't going to be the defense coordinator.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah. We're going to get fired after the year, though.
Yeah, but you'll make that 1 year NFL head coach money.
It's going to be a memorable year, though.
Brant and Horsham, you're on WIP. What's up, Brant?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Come on, there's five of us, man. No, just kidding.
Hey, Brant.
Yeah, what's going on?
So definitely I agree the Eagles are 1,000% elite. My problem is once we get deeper into the playoffs, the rookie cornerbacks, I think, will be maybe an issue just because of lack of experience, if that makes any sense.
Nah.
You know, we got two defensive guys, real football guys, on the panel
so,
here.
Me and Gilio.
Gilio and Jack.
Let me ask this question. So, basically, like, they've played against some pretty elite receivers so far.
Yeah.
So in your mind, in the playoffs, say, for instance, we play Minnesota. Who's that, Justin Jefferson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Jordan Addison.
You're trying to tell me we haven't played receivers the caliber of those guys yet? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
So you're saying they're going to regress?
No. I'm not saying they're going to regress. What I'm saying is that the moment may be too big, and they may get the playoff jitters, the whatever.
Oh, because they're going to get the jitters because it's the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that dog hunts in this day and age. Because Cooper went to a big school. I don't know what
he went to Iowa.
I don't know what they sell out at Iowa. And, if you're talking about Quinion's been a steady rock.
Football factory.
You know what I mean?
Toledo.
NFL players.
Toledo is not a football factory.
I'm not saying they're going to play bad. I'm just saying that.
No, you're saying they're going to be scared. You're saying they're going to be scared. Uh-huh. How many the link hold on a week, on every week? How many that was?
70,000?
So that's more than he played in front of in Toledo. I see what you're trying to say, but I don't think so.
Brent, thank you for the call. I would say the bigger issue with those two guys is less about the big moment and more about the fact that they're going to have to play 17 NFL games.
Yeah, the rookie wall happened to Jalen Carter last year.
Jalen Carter was the favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year around this time, and then he just didn't make a play the last month. Now, is it different in the trenches versus being a corner? Like, you're physically
sure.
beat
physical,
up.
Yeah.
So maybe they won't have that as much.
Yeah.
Now, Gilio, we don't get to hear you or Hugh weigh in on Eagles Insider of the Year. Now, you know we do that every Wednesday.
There will be
new rankings coming out today at 4:30. Howard will actually be here for the rankings, which is interesting. Have any of the insiders this year, to Joe or Hugh, have any of the insiders, including Ike, stuck out to you so far as deserving?
Well, I could tell you one that's not, and that's Howard, because a couple weeks ago, Howard was all up in arms because we were talking about the Jalen Hurts ankle issue.
Oh, yes.
And then immediately after...
He got scooped.
Yeah, he got scooped right after he was done yelling at me.
I mean,
maybe if he wasn't yelling at me, he would have had the scoop. I mean, that so I just... Howard, he needs to either be at the bottom of the list or out.
I would say Elias Shore Parks is the one that I kind of gravitate towards, because he has an innate ability to get under your skin every time that y'all have him on the show. He runs you so hot.
Well, that makes him annoying guy of the year. I don't know if it makes him.
But Elliot did have the video of Sirianni with the many men, which really,
I mean,
if they run out of the tunnel in the Super Bowl to many men, Elliot's got to win Insider of the Year. He got that video.
That's a good point.
Do you think that Nick winked at Elliot before he did that?
Yes, of course.
Like, he looked like he was kind of posing.
Yeah. No, he was posing.
So are we docking Elliot points because it was given to him?
No, that's what being Insider
is. That's okay.
But he hasn't broken anything.
We don't want to break stories here locally.
Well, McManus got it.
Yeah, it's McManus.
I kind of consider him a national
ESPN guy. Yeah, okay. he is an ESPN guy.
Yeah, that's what I meant, as a national guy.
McClain. We don't like him at all.
Yeah, what did he do?
He had a few different. He had people in the NovaCare facility were not happy with Jalen's answer during the press conference.
But again, he struggles when the team's playing well.
Yes.
Yeah, he's much better. Yes.
The bulldog when things are bad.
Yes.
He's the guy you want when the thing is tumbling over.
Yes, yeah, yes. He's just waiting. He's drooling.
Waiting
for a loss.
And meanwhile, Ike is just hanging on by Mekhi Becton as the guard from the summer.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Pretty strong.
Well, you called it?
I did.
Yeah. He did.
That's a good one.
Well, he said the big trade deadline was coming. They did nothing.
Well,
I don't know if that's enough to win Insider of the Year. Mekhi Becton.
It was enough to get me on the list,
okay.
though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been...
fluctuating.
I was going to say something else.
Yeah.
Now,
in and out.
All right. Nicholas and Telford.
Y'all childish.
Yeah. Oh, wait till the 5 o'clock hour. Nicholas and Telford is a Lions fan. You're on WIP.
Oh, yeah, this ought to be great.
Yep.
Where have you been all these years, Nicholas?
Watching bad TV. I've been in hibernation. I'm a diehard.
Finally coming out the woodwork, are we?
Yeah, I am. Hold on. But listen, boils down to three things. We face better teams. We have a better offense. We have better coaching. The reason you guys will lose is because you can't score until the third quarter.
Hey, Nicholas, can I ask you a question? How good does it feel to finally be relevant after like 20 years?
Well, I'm sorry. Am I talking to an Eagles fan or am I talking to a Cowboys fan? I don't live in the past.
Wow.
That's a good comeback.
That was strong.
Enjoy this ride. It's going to be short-lived.
Wait. Hugh. Also, I have a bone to pick with you. Gilio is the only one that I don't. Yep. 2 days ago, I'm listening
this
to you
rare.
Talk about how the Lions' offense is only more efficient than the Eagles. What the hell does that mean? That means we're better than you.
That means they're more efficient. That don't mean we have better. Who has the better weapons?
We do.
No, you don't.
No, we have a better offensive line.
Your quarterback. Your quarterback was a cast off, and he's playing well now. But what did he do in the playoffs last year? What did he do in the playoffs?
He had 11 touchdowns to 0 interceptions the entire run. Jared Goff was arguably the best quarterback alone in the playoffs last year.
How many playoff games have y'all won in the history of the Detroit Lions? It's a little history class.
They won more last year.
All right. Don't be helping him. Don't help him out.
No. I mean, that's the most they won.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
They ain't won but three in their entire existence.
Yeah, see, it's like I'm talking to Cowboys fans right now, living in the past.
He was asking about how many playoff wins you guys have.
This guy's cooking you guys.
You know what?
You need to engage.
I ain't even got no cannon fodder for the Detroit Lions fan. It must feel really good to finally be able to talk trash. I mean, I'm going to let you. This is your moment, bro. I got you. This is your moment. Go for it.
Wait, I'm just confused. Can you explain to me, also, Ike, the Lions have one of the best defenses in the NFL by every metric except for yards. We allow less points than you per game, 17.7 to 17.9.
Yep. I know, I've looked it up myself, too. Yep.
That's not a big brag, though. 17.
And you also have a terrible pass defense.
We have a terrible pass defense?
Yeah.
We have less passing touchdowns against you, a lower quarterback rating.
Because y'all blowing people out, though, bro.
Than you guys.
Y'all scoring a lot
less
of points.
Less passing touchdowns against us. We give up about the same amount of points. You give up way more yards passing. You're one of the worst passing defenses in the league.
Yeah, but we also have a better rush defense than you. So
it's barely a few yards. I mean, if you want to go down that road, we have the number one ranked total defense in the league, giving up the fewest amount of yards.
Yeah, by yards. But yards isn't really a metric when you have a bend, don't break defense.
We're giving a bunch of – listen, we're both throwing out stats.
Yeah, you came with the stats,
And you just lost another defensive standout on that
side of
the football.
The linebacker, didn't he just break his forearm?
He just lost another one.
Yeah, he did.
Sucks for you.
You know what's great? We have amazing depth. We drafted a first-round linebacker that we got criticized for last year, who's one of the highest-rated in the league right now, who's going to take over full-time.
And who's probably behind – well, none of your linebackers are as good as the linebacker we have.
Talking about Zach Bond?
Bond's great.
You're running out of steam, dog.
Yeah, and our secondary. How about our rookie corner is 10 is you probably, years you better than your rookie.
You probably would have been better off arguing with me than Ike.
No, wait. I'm confused. Why do I care about singular players when a unit makes up a defense?
I'm sure you don't because it's an argument you can't win. I was just going through the talent on the team. I'm just going through the talent on the team.
It's about how you're coached.
Players,
why does that matter?
How were you coached the week before when you were down in Houston and your quarterback was throwing interceptions?
Five of them things.
You want to know how we were coached? Our head coach actually instilled a philosophy and a culture that would allow us to come back from that. If you want to look at the defensive stats, we played well enough to be able to come back.
You were playing against an offense that didn't have any of its skill position players, but it's a bunch of backup skill position guys.
Houston. Tank Dell's a backup. Ooh. Okay, wait, you want to go based off of that? Do you consider the Bengals win a good win for you guys?
Ding, ding, ding.
Of course it was.
We've had enough of Nicholas and Telford.
Hey, Nicholas, you did a good job, though.
Of course it was a good win for us.
We probably won't talk to you in January, but
okay, yeah.
All right. Goodbye. There they are. Well,
hey, listen, a feisty Lions fan.
Never
once did you think that was going to happen. Had some cannon fodder, too. He came with some.
He did. He thought he was on the road. That's why I had to backhand him.
All right.
Slapped him.
Just didn't know what to do. He had no beef with me. This is so weird.
Yes, you were the one guy he doesn't have any beef with.
Well, because you're a Lions fan.
Oh, like last year was a Niners fan?
Because
if I think a team's good, I'm a fan.
Yeah, you do flip-flop a little bit, though, dog. Just a little bit.
Well, thank you, Joe and Hugh. We appreciate you hanging out
for an extra hour
today. Joining us for the next hour will be King Annoying himself.
Ah!
Elliot Shoreparks.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going with...
No, that King Annoying will be on at 4 o'clock.
A rare occurrence. Yeah. Elliot on the afternoon show.
Yeah. We never have him on. So Elliot will join us next. Are the Eagles in the top tier of title contenders in the NFL? 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies in South Philly for Birds at the Half. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.